Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. This part of the program is brought to you by Amazon. Something very special coming up at 9.15.
That's right, everyone.
Our friend Rudy.
Our friend Rudy's coming in, and we're going to be reviewing independent film that's getting worldwide acclaim. Was it the Cannes Film Festival? Was it Sundance? It's called Patty Cakes.
So no major releases this week. It's kind of the dead time, as you've mentioned.
Yeah, this week and next week are kind of slow. And then September, it's going to be picking right back up with It.
Oh. When
are
is
you
that
gonna
coming?
Go see
yeah,
that?
You gotta,
I'm not.
I was
but I'm going to
say,
gonna
you
see,
hate scary
I'm gonna,
movies.
I'm gonna, well, there's going to be a chick flick coming out that week with Reese Witherspoon. I'll see that instead.
That sounds great.
Yeah.
Who's going to go see It then?
Rudy.
Oh,
our friend Rudy.
Oh, so Rudy's going to do this now.
Well, I want to do some switching off around, so let's talk about that.
Yeah, as long as we get a decent intro for all these switchers. Because I liked Liam Makelam as well.
Right.
I thought he was good.
Yeah,
I like when Bryn does it.
I
want to
bring him back, too. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Are you going to go see It?
I have no plans for anything right now. We're going to talk to Uzi.
Well, you have a baby, and that's
yeah.
What's for all
it's
your
plans.
A lot
plans. Going on for me.
Right. I can't imagine how they're going to make that movie. As I'm
monster
working my way
book.
Through, it's so much, and the kid history is so much.
Right. I know. It's going to be real. You know, they did like an 8-part miniseries with it years ago, and even that, I remember thinking, oh, they couldn't fit everything into it. So, I mean, clearly they're not going to fit everything into it, but how will they? What will they leave out?
Oh, well,
will the story be as effective if they streamline it?
I don't know.
It's all about the psychological torture.
The chick flick coming out that same week is called Home Again. Reese Witherspoon, Lake Bell. That's what
There's your review.
Done.
You're done. You don't even need to go.
I love nice little movies like that. That's fine.
If someone goes to see the new It, do they have to have read the story or seen any?
I don't know.
I feel like you'd be better off not having read the book because
probably.
It won't feel like so much is missing.
Right.
Because they're
going
to have to edit out giant chunks, giant history.
Right. I mean, that's one of Stephen King's big fat books.
Mm-hmm.
You know, huge one. That was right around the time he had like some serious editing that was done on his early books. They're all, I don't know, what are they, 200 pages or something?
Right.
And then all of a sudden, his books started getting
huge.
Well,
The Stand and It are
gigantic books, like epics, 800 pages, Game of Thrones style, and that many characters, too. Amazon has a job that fits your life. Seeking part and full-time associates across multiple locations and shifts in the Bay Area, visit amazon.com/Bay Area Jobs, equal opportunity employer. Yeah, so It is out in September. It looks like Rudy's going to be a regular guest movie reviewer, our friend Rudy.
All that, just so you know, we won't be reviewing that here.
Right.
We've got a reviewer who's scared of movies.
No, Rudy's going to mention it. He'll review
our friend Rudy, Vinny.
Oh, your friend Rudy will review it.
Yeah. What, he's not your friend anymore?
Is that our friend, your friend, everyone's friend? He's a friend of the whole world, everybody.
Rudy. Rudy Ortiz. MoviePass.
Yeah.
So I didn't even know about MoviePass.
Me neither.
And it used to be $50.
Mm-hmm.
And then all of a sudden they cut. So, and the basic the concept of it is you pay $50 a month and you can go to all the movies you want. One per day, but you could go to 30 movies a month. 31, whatever, for that $50. And so if you are someone who goes 2 or 3 times a week to the movies, I suppose there are those people out there.
Oh, there's lots of people like that.
Yeah. You know, you got an afternoon and there's something good. Sometimes they run out of movies. I used to go to the movies all the time and I just found myself going, I've seen everything I want to see. I got to wait until next month. But now they've cut the price. They did this last week. And the reason that I'm even revisiting this is because... Hooman's friend, Chris Kelly. Oh.
Thank you.
Ding, ding, shame.
Happy birthday, Chris.
Oh, is it his birthday today?
It was on Friday.
Oh, last happy Friday. Last week birthday.
Friday of last week.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I guess he's in his birthday period.
Did you make the cut? You
know? I did, of course.
You were at the birthday party?
Yeah.
Where was it?
It was at AT&T Park. He has a suite, so we all went to the game together.
Oh, that's fun. So anyway, I guess he's one of the, is he a major, he's not the major shareholder because there's a different guy that they're talking about here.
Who are they talking about?
Let me see if I can find the guy's name.
He's one of the major ones. He's the one that really invested in it, and then they sold part of it to some other company, and that's why they were at NASDAQ.
Ted Farnsworth.
Huh.
CEO of Helios and Matheson.
Oh, yeah, Farnsey.
Oh, Farnsey. You know Farnsey?
No.
Ted Farnsworth is the majority, or I guess that Helios and Matheson is the majority shareholder of MoviePass, and Ted Farnsworth is the CEO of that place. So it was $50 a month. They slashed the price to $9.95. So for $10 a month, for basically the price of a movie ticket, you can go to all the movies you want.
I know someone who specifically, because they heard about it on this show, went out and got it, and their response was, there's no way this can last.
Right.
It's too good to be true.
So it took just a few days for them to pass their 15-month goal of 150,000 subscribers. So they announced this yesterday. Not that big a surprise, because anybody who goes to the movies with any regularity is going, $10 for all the movies I can go to? Yeah, okay, I'll do it. So on August 15th, they cut the price, and I guess that they had 500,000 unique visitors at MoviePass.com in 6 hours after they made this announcement, and that crashed the website. However, they got it back up and running, and they've now sold over the 150,000 subscribers they were hoping to get. The business model has the company paying mostly full price for movie tickets that its subscribers use, meaning that it could be on the hook for about they could owe $300 a month for every single user if everybody went to a movie every single day. MoviePass intends to make up the difference and more by selling analytics and through marketing and concession partnerships. So I guess they'll collect data on who is a MoviePass member, what movies they see, do demographics on that, and what they purchased at the concession stand. I figure they can tie it all together. They have to. I mean, there has to be some benefit to the company. Holding out to consumers that first-run movies can be watched in theaters at great quantities for a monthly price of $9.95 isn't doing moviegoers any favors, says AMC. AMC's bummed out. They're still getting paid for all the tickets that get bought.
That's the thing. AMC is still getting all their money. I don't know why they're bummed out.
Because they feel it devalues the movie going experience.
But they're making more money. That's the crazy thing.
I know. AMC Theaters says it is seeking legal counsel to prevent MoviePass subscribers from using the service at their theaters. They're trying to get it out. Right now, they say about 91% of theaters accept it. I don't know who doesn't. Maybe it's more less chains, more privately owned things. Maybe Alamo or smaller chains like that. We are actively working now to determine whether it may be feasible to opt out and not participate in this shaky and unsustainable program. A small chain called Studio Movie Grill is a huge supporter of MoviePass and has partnered with them in the past. This chain makes much more money on high-quality food and cocktails delivered to moviegoers in their seats than typical theaters do with their snack shack, the little line that you go through ahead of time.
With the regular old hot tamales and Coke.
Right. If movie, they say, or their CEO of Studio Movie Grill, if MoviePass subscriptions enable more frequent movie going and exploration of movie content, then we're all for it. So
there's 27 locations of Studio Movie Grill.
So it's small.
Any place here?
Yeah, any place around
here? There's one in Bakersfield. There's one in Rocklin. It's kind of close, I guess. Mm-hmm. 3 hours. Simi Valley. Mm. That's California. That's it for California.
So are they, is that what Alamo is like?
Yeah, it's the same.
And I wonder, see if Alamo is a partner.
Oh, sure.
Yeah, I don't know what to say about that. It seems like the art getting devalued could be a thing.
Right.
It certainly happened with music. And you see bands saying, I'm not even going to make an album. There's no point. No one buys them.
I'll put out a single, for what it costs
to write and make one and put it out, I'll just go on tour and replay the songs I've already got.
Right.
If you're that that artist that's right. lucky enough to be there. The other artists are making albums that just don't even...
And it just seems like singles are the thingles now. Like, it's every month you hear some new... And everybody's collaborating with everyone else. It's always, it's never just the Rihanna song. It's Rihanna featuring this guy, this guy, and this guy. Yeah. And it's just constant, I don't know. People aren't looking to buy. And now Billboard counts 10 singles streams, as an album. Right. Right, streams figure into it too.
I like albums, for the record. I actually put on the album right. On song one and let it play through.
It's funny, on that new version of Mr. Mercedes, there's a mini series. It's actually, I think it's just a regular series, and it's on the Audience channel. I don't even know where that is. Just tell your remote where to find, you know, you want to watch Mr. Mercedes.
Yeah.
So the guy, the main character, retired director.
Hodges, right.
Bill Hodges, I think his name is.
Yeah.
So he is an older dude. He's a retired gentleman, a retired cop, and he's got this huge record collection. And so there's the soundtrack's pretty cool. He's always putting on the records.
Oh, cool.
Which is kind of neat. Weirdly, he's got a pet tortoise. He didn't have that in the book, right?
I don't remember
anything about a pet tortoise.
There being a lot he of keeps, like, him around the house. I mean,
heads of lettuce at it.
I remember that kid mowed his lawn.
Jerome. But,
and there was a scene in the beginning with him being extremely unhappy.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but then they go out. And they're on the case.
Yeah.
He's not really home.
A lot of talking. I'm two episodes in, and it's a lot of talking.
Oh.
Yeah.
Like, in a bad way.
It's
not good. If you say that, then it's not good.
I'm still going to watch it. I mean, I'm going to, because I know that there's some good stuff coming.
The story's excellent.
Yeah. Well, they've changed it a lot.
Oh, that's too bad. But that seems to be the way.
Janie is played by Mary Louise Parker. The girl from Weeds.
Wait, Janie is the one the with sister the,
of,
all the ticks?
Of Trelawney. No, that's Holly. Who
plays Holly?
Nobody yet. Not that far.
Oh, she hasn't come in.
She hasn't come in yet.
She's the one.
Mm-hmm.
She could make or break the whole thing.
I agree.
Because she's really smart, but she's also got
troubles.
She's
on the spectrum, right?
Yeah.
She's no eye contact, no touching. Weird chick. But anyway, so Mary Louise Parker, who is just, you know, cute as a button, that actress. But she's all, you know, she's got the face full of Botox or fillers or whatever it is they do now. Like, they just get that weird look on their mm-hmm. on their face. Because she's cute yeah. girl. She was on Weeds, right? Was she the mom on Weeds?
Yeah.
I believe so.
Do you know the name Ryan Russillo?
Yeah.
Or, do you?
Mm-hmm.
He is an ESPN host. I guess he's on ESPN Radio. He does his own show.
I knew him.
Russillo?
Russillo. He used to broadcast with a tall, bald guy. God, I can't. The name is escaping me. Anyway, they did a partner show. That dude ended up, he's their big sportscaster.
Canal?
No, it's Scott Van Pelt.
Van Pelt. Those two did a team show together. Van Pelt went back to TV full time, and Russillo ended up taking over and bringing on, I think, a former college football player to be his co-host.
Yeah,
they
call
do like
him
the
here,
midday show.
Okay, all right. That's the Russillo show on ESPN Radio, which I have to say I've never listened to.
I don't find him to be enough to carry the whole thing.
Well, he was arrested in Jackson, Wyoming on Wednesday for criminal trespassing after he allegedly wandered into a stranger's condo drunk and naked.
Whoa.
Police there were called to the scene. They found him in a bedroom at about 3:30 in the morning. The resident of the condo told police he heard someone enter his home but assumed it was a family member until Russillo reportedly walked into the bedroom. And that's where they discovered him lying on a bed naked except for his pants around his ankles.
That's a good luck.
In Montana.
In
Wyoming.
Jackson, Wyoming. Russillo appeared to be intoxicated, couldn't coherently answer questions about his situation. No signs of forced entry. He was charged with criminal trespassing, a misdemeanor that carries a maximum of $750 fine. He was apparently on vacation in the area.
Vacation?
Got wrecked and walked into the wrong condo, is what it
I know
like.
That... The entire sports world, specifically ESPN, is gearing up for college football. So my guess would have been he's there doing some kind of
Something. It says he's apparently on vacation in the area. There could be way more to this, and we just got this story, so.
So he's fired, or what's?
Oh, no, nothing yet, because this just happened. So who knows what'll come of it? Who hasn't gotten drunk, naked, and wandered into a stranger's condo? I mean, God, it's 2017. Give the guy a break. Just kidding. I don't know if he deserves a break. The winner of the Floyd Mayweather-Conor McGregor fight on Saturday night could be making their first public appearance after the bout at the MTV VMAs. According to insiders, there have been talks for the victor, whoever that might be, to join the award show hosted by Katy Perry as a surprise guest. So I guess I'm blowing the surprise for you. The fight is at the MGM Grand in Las Vegas, Saturday night!
And the VMAs are in New York, right?
The VMAs... L.A.
They're in L.A.
And they're the next night, so they've got a whole day to get there. I'm sure they'll make
That's
it.
That's always amazed me that a boxer, after a fight, will go make appearances and just put on sunglasses and pretend like they didn't just have the fight for their life.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I know it's what they do, but... Dude. Don't you want to go back to your room and take a nap?
Right, put some ice packs on.
Part of the deal,
for a week
right?
Or two. I guess. I mean,
post promotion.
Yeah.
You know, you see those hockey guys smile toothless, and they're like, "Yeah, man, I earned these." So maybe that's it. Like, you know, going out with a big nod on your face is yeah, look at how tough I am.
Yeah, look at me. I'm still walking around. Walked right on your stage. Rod Stewart.
I like him.
Mm-hmm.
I
mean, I used to like him. He had a day.
Yeah.
I don't want to hear him doing standards.
Right.
But you hear some of that early stuff he did with Jeff Beck, and you go, now that.
How do you feel about it? If you want my money.
It's okay, but.
And you think I'm sexy.
I'll tell you.
Come on, baby. Let me know.
How about All for One, One for All?
No.
Oh, is
absolutely
that the one he did with
not.
Bryan Adams?
Yeah, and Sting.
Oh. I forgot he was on that one.
Yuck.
Anyway, Do You Think I'm Sexy? Is getting a remake from Dunce. Rod Stewart has teamed up with them, and they're apparently going to be performing the song at the Video Music Awards this weekend. So Rod Stewart's going to roll out there, and the guys from Dunce, D-A-N-C-E. That's
Wait,
Joe
are they
going to
sing
band.
Together on the stage, or I thought there was going to be a screen.
Oh.
Something
His
like
version,
that.
Him Sounds and Jeff like Beck doing do I Ain't Superstitious, that is a... That is him as a young man. That's from 1968.
Joe Jonas and his whole band, Dunce, gave the song a modern twist. And Rod, according to this, Rod and the band are performing it on Sunday night. The full song will be available to stream and download tomorrow, but we have a small preview.
That's pretty bad.
What were you going to say?
Remotely from Vegas.
Oh, the band and Rod Stewart?
Remotely via video from Vegas. It looks like the announcement coincides with Stewart's new partnership with Republic Records, which also is their label.
It's Dunce's label. Mm-hmm. All
right. Oh.
Well, there's that. Listen, the people who stared at the sun on Monday.
Oh, I love this story.
It is funny. So, Joey Badass.
Blindness. It's hysterical.
It is hysterical. Well, I mean, the thing is, this dude, like, come on, buddy.
Joey Dumbass.
Joey Dumbass. They're calling him Joey Bad Eyes now instead of Badass Bad Eyes. Professional rapper and amateur Eclipse enthusiast, they say here. He did not put a lot of faith in what people were saying. Do not look at the sun. Don't even look at it for a second. You're not supposed to look at the sun. And in a couple tweets before the event happened, Badass, who's also known as Jovan Virginie Scott.
Huh?
Is that his real name? Anyway, Joey.
Yeah, that's his real name.
Joey Badass says, "Am I crazy for watching the eclipse today with no glasses? I've sun-gazed before and afterwards saw colors for a whole day. I didn't die, though. This ain't the first solar eclipse, and I'm pretty sure our ancestors ain't have no fancy eyewear. Also pretty sure they didn't all go blind." A day later, he posted this message. "Due to unforeseen circumstances, my Cleveland, Chicago, and Toronto shows on the Everybody Tour are canceled."
Oh.
People are now calling him Joey Bad Eyes.
Oh, that is so fun.
No explanation. Unforeseen circumstances. So I don't know if that means the guy just totally ruined his eyes. They don't go into the details of why.
Or it's a PR stunt and we're talking about it.
Yep. Well, good for him. Joey badass. Joey dumbass. Bad eyes. All right. That's all I got time for. Vincent, what's coming up in the news?
Thomas the Train.
Oh, I love Thomas the Train.
Amazon opens its first bookstore here in town. Oh. And more after these. Radio.com.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It's... Yep. And this part of the show is brought to you by Amazon. Bruno Mars, we have tickets for a sold-out show at the Oracle Arena on November 3rd. And all week long, we've been doing them at 9, noon, and 3. Your first chance coming up in just a few minutes. Followed, of course, by us peaking for the week when our friend Rudy Ortiz, joins Hooman for the movies reviews.
Correct. Patty cakes, everyone.
Amazon has a job that fits your life, seeking part and full-time associates across multiple locations and shifts in the Bay Area. Visit amazon.com/Bay Area Jobs, equal opportunity employer.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by RadioAlice.com. Check it out. You can watch this show there.
Hello.
And more. There's so much at RadioAlice.com.
Oh, you click there every day, please.
Rumor is it's the most important website of all times.
Oh, I believe that is in confirmed status. No longer just a rumor, Vinny. Please, everyone, you're missing out. 10 clicks a day. That's
the
all we
cool
ask.
Kids are lined up to enjoy it.
And we didn't have to pay them.
Right. Here's what's happening. You mentioned Amazon as a sponsor. Amazon Books. That's how that... I saw a picture or a story about Amazon. And it showed that Bezos guy.
Yeah.
Back when Amazon sold books.
Yeah.
And it's him, and he's a quirky little kid with a collared shirt, and he just looks like he's just starting out.
Well, it
and now
out
it shows Amazon's the biggest company in the world, and it shows him today, and he is in the gym. Mm. He's got his. It's such a difference. Looking at the two of them from then and now, you go, wow, Amazon is everything.
Yeah.
Except that they just opened a bookstore, of all things.
Oh.
Amazon is opening its first Bay Area physical bookstore in Santana Row.
Oh.
A brick and mortar outlet that is going to combine their online reach with physical retailing.
Is this one of those things that they were talking about, how you'd walk in there with you'd have the Amazon app and you'd just buy the book on the app and walk back out with it?
That might be the case, but it is a bookstore.
So you could just walk in and purchase the book.
Well, it's a bookstore. That's right. The weird thing is you've heard so many things about Amazon retail stores where you might buy things online
and just
all
go get them
and go pick them up there or whatever. But this is, they are putting a bookstore in Santana Row. And I, for one, still love to go to bookstores. There's one in Santa Cruz right there on Pacific that I go into. And I just love to walk around.
I know. Well, that's where you find something that, you know, didn't come from a third-party recommendation or, you know, you're just browsing. You're looking. You go to a section where you know you like some of the books and start opening other books.
And if I wasn't so lame, I'd give them a plug right now, but I have no idea what it's called.
Well.
But it's a bookstore right there on...
You got pretty close. It's
the
right
main
there.
Street.
How many can there be?
There's not.
Right.
There aren't. Anyway, Amazon.
How strange that basically Amazon put all the other bookstores out of business and now they're opening a bookstore.
Back to the beginning. That
Incredible.
Was my point in the story of just they used to be a book thing.
Right.
Now
the largest online book retailer.
You wouldn't even think of that.
I think it's just Bookshop Santa Cruz.
Oh, really?
1520 Pacific Avenue.
That's got to be
it. Bookshop.
That's why I don't remember the name, because it
doesn't
seem
really
to have
one.
Anyway, back to books.
Yeah. Did you see that report this morning about that half of all online sales are Amazon? Like some crazy close number.
Are you surprised?
In a way, I am. Because
they've perfected the delivery.
They have. And a lot of people who still do online sales elsewhere, they list themselves on Amazon so that they, you know.
Right.
So all of it's going through Amazon, mm-hmm. you know, even if you could have gone just to their website.
And what was the connecting story? It was Google is partnering with
Walmart.
Yeah.
So I don't know how that'll go, but
Google's that way, Google another, Shopping will take you to Walmart stuff.
That's another company that seems to do.
They know how to do it.
Do well
mm-hmm.
in everything. I wanted to mention this text because we were talking. Speaking of books, it ties in a little bit. The new movie It, which is based on the Stephen King book, is coming out soon.
Right.
619 says It. They're only doing the kids section and setting it in the 80s. If it does well, they'll make the adult sequel set in modern times. I don't know how that'll work.
That's very strange because the thing gets resolved as they're grown-ups.
But something allows them to move out into their lives. That don't they beat it? Here's the thing. I'm rereading it right now, and I have forgotten
Vinny.
Because they're gone. They're coming back to Derry to fight it again.
Right.
The dude who stayed in town is calling everyone and saying,
"It's time. Come
back.
It's back.
Remember our promise." And they're all coming back. We're jumping back and forth in time in the book right now.
Right.
So it makes sense that as they had to figure out how to edit it, that was maybe the way.
That if it's successful, they do the adult version. You know what's interesting? It feels, when you think about just the kids part of the movie It or the book It, it feels very Stranger Things-esque.
Sure,
I wonder
absolutely.
If the success of that had anything at all to do. I mean, I assume a movie like this has been in the works for years, so maybe not. But Stranger Things is about a band of kids. And
well, they capture in It, sorry, Stephen King captures a lot of the things about growing up. In some cases, these stories are so extreme, it's not anything I could relate to. But even just the story about the bullies where the kids are like, we got to run for it. And mm-hmm. the bullies are the kids that the older kids that everyone's afraid of, and they're being terrorized.
Mm-hmm.
And he really captures that as these kids are, they feel like they're going to get killed.
Right.
The kids do.
Feels like mortal terror, mortal danger.
Well, and the guy does say, I'm going to kill you. So, you know, why wouldn't they think that's going to happen?
They're 11.
Right. Anyway, so I just wanted to mention that's the way that looks like It is going to be presented to us, the
children's
side.
Very interesting.
I wanted to mention this real quick. Coming to my part of town, Thomas the Train is headed to the Santa Cruz Mountains at Roaring Camp Railroads. They'll be hosting
Thomas the Tank Engine.
For 3 weekends, beginning on October 14th and 15th.
Is your kid into that?
We rode on Thomas last year this time.
Oh.
The bummer is that we've gone and ridden the train, and it does this whole big circle. It's fun.
Yeah.
It's like an hour-long ride.
Is that the one that goes by the boardwalk?
It's the even longer one does go by the boardwalk. But yes, it's the same one. So we went to go to Thomas. And because everyone wants to ride Thomas rides up the road a bit and comes right back.
Oh.
And so as we're leaving out, I'm like, yay, this is so fun. And then it stops. And I'm like, what the hell? And it drives us right back to the thing and everybody off, next group of people. And I swear it was
a chip.
Well, we were on Thomas the Train, though. It's truly painted and
it's the whole thing.
It's a whole thing. I swear to God, though, I had no idea. It's I don't know, 15 minutes?
Mm. Oh. And do you
I don't even think it makes a turn.
I was going to say it
just goes on a straightaway and then just goes right back.
Are you guys literally going backwards?
Yeah.
Oh, that's funny.
Yep.
Was Isla like, what's going on?
This was a year ago, so she was even younger. You know, she's 3 now or whatever.
Almost 4.
So
my God.
Now I think she would be a little bit more like, hey, I know this ride's longer than.
Yeah, I've been on this ride before. I was just settling in.
Right. Where's my fishy crackers? I want my juice and my fishy crackers. No time for that, kid. This ride's over already.
Does it cost anything?
Oh my God, yes. Are you nuts? It's Thomas the Train.
I have no clue.
Dude.
How much?
I don't remember. I don't even want to quote it. I'm actually trying to promote them, but I'm clearly not doing a good job.
That's so cool.
Well, people should be forewarned that this is not the hour-long ride you're expecting.
Right. No, it's a quickie. And it's crowded and it's expensive. Mm. But it's Thomas the Train.
So stoke your kids out.
Didn't your kids like that?
Oh, my God. You know, there's this place up in Sonoma. We just talked about it a couple weeks ago, Vinny, Train Town, that if your daughter likes trains, they have like a full-size mini. It's like a it's a mini replica of a full-size train. And they fit all these people, and you, it takes you on this long ride.
Do you ride it like a horse, like with your legs over it?
No, no. It has little cars, but they're small. Everything's small. So it's like a scale version. I'm trying to think of what the word for that would be. It's like almost like a half-size train.
But it's like a ride at an amusement park or
something. It's long. It's a real-ish train, and it goes off through the woods and takes you to a petting zoo where everybody can get off.
Oh, there's one of those across the way in...
Tilden Park has one, too.
You know that one?
Yes.
Okay, so it's like that.
Trains, yeah.
Right. So you've done them all.
It's a thing, man.
All right.
We never did the Thomas the Tank Engine one, though. I'm a little jealous. My kids would have died. Mm-hmm.
Is it wrong?
Yes.
I think it might be. Mm. This story out of Denver. Denver police are now investigating incidents involving multiple cheerleaders and the cheer coach at East High School.
Okay.
The cheer coach, assistant cheer coach, high school principal, assistant principal, and Denver Public Schools deputy general counsel have all been placed on leave.
All of them?
During the first week of cheer camp for East High School, Allie Wakefield, an incoming freshman, was surrounded by new teammates and forced by recently hired cheer coach into extended split position. They have video of this.
So she...
Eight cheerleaders are shown repeatedly being pushed down into four splits while their arms are held up by four fellow teammates, making each cheerleader unable to move herself out of that position. All the while, the coach is shown holding down each girl's shoulders and pushing them down deeper into a split position.
Which, if you are familiar with, there are people who can do the splits and it's no problem, do it forever. I am not one of those people.
Me neither.
And it hurts just to get into the, you know, lower yourself down as far as you can go. Can you
imagine?
The video
There's a video.
Is horrible.
And it actually says, editor's note, the video included it with the story is difficult to watch and may not be suitable.
I'm sure the
for
girls
all
are
viewers.
Screaming in pain.
Crying. And two little girls on each side holding the girl down while the coach is like holding her shoulders down and pushing her legs down.
And then when he's like, can't take her crying anymore, he just stands her up and throws her to the side.
And can she not? Was she torn apart? Like, I mean, that's horrible. Mm. You could do real damage to someone.
So it's wrong.
Yeah.
All right.
So wrong.
Teacher or coach is fired?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's, you should have been around in the 70s, kid. Those days are over. I don't mean the kids, I mean the coach. That's not something you get away with today.
No. I don't
70s, even... though, they'd have been like, what?
Suck it up.
Yeah.
You need to get more bendy.
This is how we do things around here.
Yeah.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. Don't forget, the movie's reviews with our friend Rudy is coming up here in just a few minutes. My 12-year-old, who thinks me and everything I like is lame, was just cracking up when you guys started playing singing Brandy. Then she asked to see what you looked like, and I showed them an Instagram pic of you two.
Oh, no, you shouldn't do that.
And she said, you look cool, but older than you sound, LOL. My super cool 12-year-old approves.
Oh, that's good news. Great. 12-year-olds approve.
I remember that show. I was in junior high, and I used to sing the theme song along with the TV, says 650, the lottery one.
Oh.
510 says, tell Hooman not all texters hate his guts. Aww. He's my favorite.
I love
Happy
Hooman
Thursday.
Too.
Thanks, everyone. You'll get an extra dose of me today with a movie review.
And a secret show with Rudy after the show.
Oh, yeah. Secret Show podcast. Mm. Back on regular, everyone. How do you like it?
Yeah.
We'll try to give you a full 30 minutes.
Twice a week.
Good morning, guys. Can you do a shout out to Modesto? You guys always get my morning going. Thanks.
Oh, shout out to Modesto.
Hey.
Big ups, Modesto. Go.
Stephen King himself said he loved the way the new movie looks, and it's more true to the books than the miniseries.
Oh, great. Well, if Stephen King likes it. I don't know.
Well... He's also from his pile of money.
Sure. Everything looks good from up here.
got the perfect view.
Yeah.
Right?
Yep.
I missed the beginning of the show today. Vinny, are you staying in Scotts Valley? I'm in Santa Cruz Mountains off the summit. Yeah, I'm staying in Scotts Valley.
Yeah.
I love
you
it
love
there.
You love it there.
Yep. And my kid loves it there.
Yeah.
And that's, you know what that means.
Yep. This girl means an hour and a half each way for you.
It's all right. I actually was in a conversation and was like, I would love to get 15 more years of commuting that long. I'd love it. And
yes.
I'm not saying that sarcastically
no.
or with any kind of, that is fact. I hope I can commute for 15 more years from there to here every day.
I'll be happy with 10.
Well, half the show will continue without you
okay.
after you're gone. If they let me. I got a young one, man.
Yeah, I hear you.
Love the new Rod Stewart remakes. Can't believe Vinny likes him. Shocker. I like old him. I don't want to hear the Rod Stewart does standards. I want to hear Jeff Beck and Rod Stewart, like Bryn play. Did you hear that? That was
mm-hmm.
pretty good, right?
Oh, it was great.
SVP and Russillo were the best sports radio show for a while. Yeah, that's how that goes, though. SVP was the guy from ESPN that he was doing the show with.
And the dude, Russillo, just got arrested in a condo naked and drunk. Not his condo.
970 says he was probably in Wyoming for the eclipse.
Oh.
Oh, that's possible. Oh, maybe right. I mean,
maybe.
It went right over Wyoming, didn't it?
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people were saying Wyoming.
Oh,
Jackson.
Vanessa, our camera girl, was there, right? Isn't that where you were?
Oh, yeah, that's right. She had some assignment.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
What was it, Wyoming, that she was going
for
to?
For Univision.
Mm-hmm.
Univision.
Yeah.
Univision.
Like that.
I'll read the rest of the text in the movie review.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.